Phil says, I said 17% because of its highest I've seen from dating app studies, so most definitely less. Ninjas, $14.32, $7 each, that's a scam. No wonder they make so much money. I don't know what you're referring to. Ninjas, $14.32, oh brother, another wild boar. Wait, she's supposed to be the one to bring men back to the party? Yeah, this is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man. First of all, I was never a member of the Democratic Party. I never have been, never would be. Same for the Republicans. I think they're both shams. I think it's I think they're both controlled. I don't think either of them have your best interests at mind. They both serve the same masters. They both serve the same masters. Philo No Man. Talk show concept. Let's ask women so everyone can see they know things. Well, they think they know things based on what that woman just said. Whether or not they're correct, that's another matter. Ninjas 1432 says they're so clueless. The left really isn't going to recover after 2024, are they? People have short memories. So I don't know. Well, look, the powers that be are not going to change the branding, the messaging. They're trying to make men less masculine. They're trying to empower women more. It's just more of the same. They're just trying to find new ways to do it. They're trying to find new forms of messaging and new ways to brand themselves. And this is one of those attempts. It's always about experimentation with the global elites, with the real powers that be. They're constantly experimenting, making changes, adapting. They got nothing else to do. That's their meaning, their purpose in life, these people. And so, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. They get pushed back, so they shift and change their tactics. Ninjas says, I make that philosopher, you can press M to mute the video so you don't have to manually click it. Oh. Okay. I didn't know that. Thank you. I'll have to try that. Philo Noman says extra lard. That's crazy. Why not pick a hot chick? I was going to point that out, but I didn't want to keep talking because I already said so much already. I mean, if you're trying to change, is it because they're not really trying to change their branding or their messaging? They are trying to appeal and win over men, more men, but they're not going to change their messaging. That's why they presented you with this big fat hog instead of a good-looking broad. They'd have had more success if they picked a good-looking broad. But the vast majority of women that support these ideas and are Democrats, they're big, fat, sloppy pigs, just like this chick. Oh, man. Ninjas1432 says, how do we win back young men? Them? They say, ooh, I know. Let's get a chunky feminist to talk about abortion. Yeah, they're clueless. They are clueless, thank God. Thank God they really don't know and understand men and their mindset. Or actually they do, the powers that be, but they really can't give up the messaging. It's just not going to happen. I don't know that they're actually clueless. These people are clueless for sure. They're just useful idiots. They're getting paid. They're just mouthpieces. But the powers behind them, they understand men pretty well. The problem is that they can't change the messaging. Well, not with the goal that they have in mind. Philo Noman, who else would be asking her anything if not a soy boy? Soy boy, yeah. It's, what's with this Henry Sisson clone stuff, man? All these lefty, they had the vouchers, they had the destinies, they had the, what's his name? The Cenk Uygur's nephew, I forget. I'm starting to lose my focus here. I don't have the mental stamina I used to. Ever since my illness. Hassan Piker. That's not working. So they're starting to move to these effeminate soy boys. Now, these dudes, by the way, that's what they want men to be. Weak, spindly, the T levels of a 120-year-old man. So a dead guy. That's what they're going for. Sheeple men that are easy to control. Ninjas1432 says, I love young men. No thank you, ma'am. On behalf of all young men, we're going to have a hard pass. Yeah, wow. But isn't it sad? You do know that the truth of the matter is that fat chick, she probably has no problem getting dudes. That's the scary part. Effinism sucks, says women in general do not tolerate opposing views. Their first instinct, well, they don't have to, right? They live very entitled, privileged lives in their echo chamber bubbles. I mean, let's face it, they grow up with dudes wanting to bang them, and the dudes don't disagree with them and tell them what they want to hear because they want to bang them. And then as they get older, the same thing is still true. And then once they get old, well, nobody talks to them except other women. And they all believe the same thing because women in this country largely are a monolith. Let's be honest. They're collectivist in nature. So throughout their lives, they're not getting challenged. So they feel that they're entitled not to be opposed in their views. I mean, it's really an unknown experience for most of these broads. It's never happened before. First time it does happen, that's why they flip out. That's why you see it a lot of times on these podcasts. That's like the first time anybody actually challenged them. Like on that Whatever podcast. That's why you see these broads losing it, because nobody's ever talked to them like that before. Nobody. Their first instinct is to cancel, report, block. Of course. Well, see, they have that capability outside of, spaces like the Whatever podcast and some of these other places that don't actually pander to them. They're able to do that. Snap of a finger. You're gone! Effinism sucks, says, that's why my chats are hidden, by the way. Ah! Unpopular opinions. Gotcha. Ninjas 1432. So men don't actually care about immigration. Well, that's what they want. They want men to not care. That's just their way of trying to gaslight you and get you to not care by telling you other men don't care. And then, oh, well, you know, men, people in general are so tribal that if we tell men that men don't care, they won't care. Well, we're not quite as collectivist as women, okay? That's not going to work nearly as well. It'll work on some weak-minded men, but I guess that's what they're trying to win over. Those last vestiges of weak men, weak-minded men that haven't yet gone to the dark side, that is the Democratic Party. Okay. Despite it being a top five issue, they only care about it because men need a scapegoat for not being successful. What an interesting take that chick had. Yeah. Ninjas 1432, shaming the group you're trying to appeal to. Yeah, ain't that nuts? Effinism sucks, says Marxism is just women voting to use the government to take money that men earned. Well, that's Marxism in general. It's just one supposed oppressed group blaming another group for said oppression, usually those that have more than them, that they, balkanize into a group that they identify, and then once they've identified them and grouped them in some kind of class consciousness, then they rob them blind via the wonderful democracy that was never intended by the Founding Fathers. Oh, but we live in a democracy! No! Well, actually, we do more than ever, unfortunately. But it didn't used to be like that. Effinism sucks, says, vast majority of welfare, food stamps, government housing, etc. goes to women. Men pay 85% of income tax. Correct! Ninjas 1432. Effinism sucks. It's either your name, and it's not you two fight you or something. Yeah, it's the name. Yeah, it's the name. Effinism sucks, says Fatso, says we have made the party exclusively exclusive. Yeah! What's DEI, man? Didn't that dude that created DEI, wasn't he pro-segregation? I mean, that's the height of exclusivity. That's the definition of exclusivity. No whites, no blacks. Yeah, you're exclusive, all right. Yeah, because women control if they want, they don't accept opposing views. Correct. Yeah, supposedly men have the power. I am so tired of this stupid BS running around, going around. It's so dumb. And you know who's spewing it. He's not even a red pillar, though he does believe in, ascribe to. He'll admit it's descriptively true. It's just some of the prescriptions of people who identify with the R pill are oftentimes wrong, in his opinion. Men do not have the power. What are you talking about? I would argue they probably never have. What do you think men were going to war for the majority of human history? Fun? No, to provide for their women and children. Who wanted resources? They want to eat. They want to sleep safely, soundly. But men have the power. Okay, all right. Whatever. So stupid. Men are the ones who are the cannon fodder that we women are sending to die for us, but somehow they're in charge. Yeah, okay, ladies. Ninjas 1432 says, if they want to get men back, that would entail taking power away from women. Then they will lose female voters. It's a lose-lose. Yeah. Ninjas says, build more houses. Okay, how are we going to do that? Let's steal more money from productive people. Take a fair share from Elon Musk. From the rich. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though there's plenty of ways around that. Elon Musk didn't even take a salary, yo. He wants money, he go gets a loan from a bank. He'll get a loan from a bank, and they'll pay it back at 2, 3%. How you taxing that? Rich people find ways around this stuff, yo, and when they don't, they're paying the majority of taxes anyway. The rich people that are not Elon Musk level, they're paying 50%+ in tax already. Oh, but that's why, by the way, when you ask these people to define what their fair share means, they can't do it. They won't do it because they really know deep down that these people are already paying more. They don't want to quantify fair share because the truth of the matter is if they did, they would be laughed out of the building because their quantification is 100%. Their quantification is 100%. Their belief is that these people were put on earth to provide for me. Look at how much they're able to produce. Look at how much they are able to crank out in goods and services. Oh, if only people had access to 100% of that. He doesn't need all that. We'll just give him a stipend and he can slave away and work for us. We'll give him food and water and he's going to create hundreds of billions of dollars extra in value even though he's not benefiting from that. Oh, yeah, okay. So 50%'s not enough. I see. It's got to be 100. Well, let's make it 90. And they tried that back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And what happened? Rich people left. They found ways around that. When we looked at the effective tax rate, it was no different than it is now because rich people found ways, found loopholes around it. Because they're rich. What do you think? You're taxing them at 90%? They're going to pay that? They're going to take their factory and put it in Beijing. What are you talking about? People are so stupid. Yeah. Ninjas 1432 says, men are simple. They just don't understand. They just can't understand things. Yeah. Yeah, we're stupid. Yeah. Laugh my ass off. Yes. Treat men like they're toddlers. That's going to go so well. Right. And meanwhile, the people that are being infantilized the most are actually these two idiots and people who share their ideology, and for the most part, women. Ninjas says, you're stupid. Vote for me. They didn't learn a thing. I love it. Yeah, they learned nothing. Well, that's the thing. All of this, podcasts like the one we just watched, other videos, it's just a form of propaganda and indoctrination. It's front-loaded NPC programming. It's not going to change, don't you see? Because that's what they want men to be. That's what they want women to be. That's the ideology, the belief system, the mindset, the approach to life that they want these people to have. And some people, it'll work. And those are the ones they want. And the others, well, they don't want them anyway. That's that exclusivity she was talking about. Yeah. These are indoctrination efforts. They know that they're not going to win over people who are strong-minded, high-T dudes, conservative dudes. This is that what they're trying to win over with this kind of content that we just watched are your fence sitters, your people who haven't decided which side they want to join yet. That's all. I mean, over time, this stuff nibbles away at the minds of people and slowly changes their perceptions. And there's plenty of kids out there that see this stuff, young people, impressionable people, and it's a cumulative effect. It's not just one video that is going to reprogram, pre-program, front-load this stuff into the minds and change the way that these people look at, view, see the world, and their place within it. It's a multi-year process that is nibbling away at the fringes and is whispering in their ear ever so subtly for years and decades until these people don't even realize they've already been programmed and not aware of it. So it takes time. So this, they, believe me, they know what they're doing. They're just incapable of changing the way that they do it, because that is directly linked to the message itself. Anyway, on that note, guys, I'm going to head out. I hope you enjoyed. Please like and subscribe to my channel. Also, feel free to comment. I got a nice long backload of stuff on YouTube if you're new to my content. It's not as much as what I have on BitChute, where I am the realist philosopher, no spaces, because ever since I was booted from YouTube back in 2017, the 7 years I was gone, I was still producing content just on BitChute. So on BitChute, I have over 1,700 pieces. Here on YouTube, it's in the high 600s. So huge difference. I have almost three times the amount of content on BitChute as I do here. So check out my BitChute. Follow me here if you're just interested in new content. I am the MGTOW Philosopher here. Changed my name back. I did change it to The Bachelor Philosopher. I thought I would change the name of the channel, maybe to skirt around the censorious, people at YouTube, but my channel has been flagged and shadow banned for years. They know who I am. Voice recognition knows me, so that's not going to get around anything. Ninjas1432 says, even a fence sitter is unlikely to be convinced by that. Yeah, but impressionable youth are. It's a slow process. It's not just that. If even one idea from that video takes hold, and another idea from another video, and then another from another, and multiply that by 15 years, you now have an indoctrinated Marxist, leftist, Leninist, effinist, front-loading NPC who is now highly open and susceptible to programming that is in line with the messaging that they have already been programmed by, in most cases unknowingly, unwittingly, for 15, 20 years now. All right, guys, I am The Realist, also known as the MGTOW Philosopher, and I wish you all... by the way, just then, I know... It's a little repetitive of me, but I do have a GoFundMe. The only work that I'm able to do right now because of my illness is going into a downturn I didn't know about. It's seasonal and based just on geography. So I'd never done this work in this area before, so I didn't know about it. And so I have several rough months coming up. So whatever help you can offer would be greatly appreciated. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's all outlined on my GoFundMe. You'll find the link in the description. Go check, or I'm going to put it in the description after this is over. So go check that out. And if you'd like to donate, please do so. If not, that's fine as well. Alrighty. I am The Realist, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.